Hi, this is Jack Nerad, and this is America on the Road on Driving Today. Crossover SUVs. Americans just can't get enough of them. And now Hyundai has a new one, their new midsize SUV, the flagship of their line, the Hyundai Palisade. We're going to talk with Mike O'Brien. He is the chief product planner for Hyundai about the new Palisade, just introduced. We just had the chance to drive it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, before its imminent introduction right here in the United States, across the country. Look for it. Let's talk to Mike O'Brien about the new Hyundai Palisade. We're with Mike O'Brien. We're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, driving the all-new Hyundai Palisade, their largest SUV, kind of the top of the range flagship car. Tell us about it. Tell us why people should care about this vehicle.
Well, this is our new flagship product. This is the new top of our range, the top of our brand. And it represents a tremendous amount of work on offering a product that really offers class above amenities, class above design, class above performance. So we've really been focused on delivering a vehicle that people will walk by and say, wow, that looks like a luxury class vehicle, not just a commonplace midsize SUV.
Yeah, and I think you've really accomplished that. I think when I saw the styling, saw the vehicle in the flesh for the first time in the last couple of days, I was impressed with its presence. It has a presence that's beyond and looks upscale of a lot of midsize SUVs.
So there's a lot of effort made to give it a very tailored appearance. For example, on traditional midsize SUVs, you see a finish level that's very good, but yet it doesn't match what you see in terms of premium or luxury class vehicles. So some of the luxury makers have done a great job of having very flush surfacing. So where the painted sheet metal meets the trim, where the trim meets the glass, it's virtually a flush surface. And people register that as a very rich appearance, a very premium appearance. And so with this vehicle, we focused on that kind of detail for the reason that people will see it as a class above kind of a product. When you get in the inside of the vehicle, you see it in terms of material as well as design. Materials that very much look like they came out of a luxury class, a premium brands that we all know, but yet at a much more value position in the market.
Yeah. Well, the Hyundai Santa Fe was very well regarded, still is well regarded, now somewhat a different product. And this takes you to a different level than the Santa Fe. Talk about your overall SUV lineup, because it's pretty impressive these days.
Well, by the end of this year, we'll have 7. So we'll be able to cover the entry end of the market with a Venue. Venue is really meant to replace what normally people would think of as an entry product in the lineup. So, when customers walk into our stores or competitor stores, they say, hey, show me your entry product. I just graduated from school and got my first job, or I just got a big promotion. And most manufacturers walk them over to a small sedan or a small hatchback. And of course, the customer says, gee, I want to get an SUV. Do you have anything there? And they walk them over to another product that's generally several thousand dollars more expensive. And many times it's out of reach for those customers. And guess what they do? They buy a used vehicle, or three-year or less certified pre-owned vehicle, perhaps, in many cases.
Right.
So we have Venue bookending our lineup at the bottom end, offering a new entry alternative in a CUV with class-leading safety capability in terms of features and performance and a great design. And then at the other end of our range, our 7th product is the Palisade. And in between, we offer, of course, Kona. We have Tucson. We have our Santa Fe. So we have a number of products that customers can choose from. We have Nexo for those customers that want to try out a hydrogen vehicle, the largest range zero emission vehicle available globally right now at 380 miles. So we have really cover the market in terms of CUV and SUV lineup. For those that want an electric vehicle, we have the only electric CUV under $100,000 with the Kona EV. So it's very competitively priced. It's priced not far away from our Kona gasoline model. Both of those received the SUV of the Year award.
From the North American Car of the Year?
North American Car of the Year award.
Yeah, I am a juror, as is our co-driver today, John Lamb.
So those are both great products. But the Palisade really is sets its own place in the market. It's it really does sit at the top of our lineup. And if you're walking through our stores, one of our stores, you'll see that product and say, wow, that's really a class above what their customers used to see.
Right. I think you're going to see that from the inside and from the outside.
And to really make sure that this car had a very strong appeal to families. Families with a few kids that wanted a vehicle that was easy for them to fit in their lifestyle. So I'll give you just a few ideas of touches that we really focused on. After talking to a lot of parents, you know, they said one of the things that frustrated them is that in order for their kids to use a third row seat, they had to get out of the car, out of the driver's seat. They had to operate the second row seat so the kids could climb back there. And then they returned the second row seat to its parked position. And so we focused on a very easy to manipulate mechanism that allows even very small children to operate the second row seats to get access to the third. Another big area is for the 7-passenger model where you have second row captain's chairs. We made sure there was plenty of space between those captain's chairs. So rather than having to move a seat, you can just run in between the seats when you're
right.
You know, parked and having kids get to the third row or back.
Yeah, in some competitive products, you either have to climb over a console or there's some obstruction in the floor area right. And makes it more difficult.
And then even to add more, we made available a power third row seat. So that can be operated either from outside the vehicle from the rear of the vehicle or from the driver's seat. So you can operate those third row seats too without any muss or fuss. And that's
well, it's a big differentiator. A lot of people are making a decision based on things like that or that specific thing, right? And that becomes an area where you have it. Many of your competitors, most of your competitors do not.
Right. And then we wanted to focus on ease of use. So we have 7 USB ports. So every youngster could bring their own iPad in, so they have their own power source to integrate with the vehicle. We have a conversation mirror in the front above the rearview mirror. We have an intercom system that allows us to speak to people in the second or third row without having to yell at them. We also have a quiet feature that will attenuate all the sound system audio up to the front to allow kids to sleep in the back of the vehicle. So just a lot of emphasis on small features that really make a big difference in terms of keeping a happy family when you're traveling somewhere.
Yeah, well, and I've been there with hoping the kids are going to stay asleep in the back is very, very key and an important thing to do. Let's talk a bit about powertrain. In some ways, powertrains are so good these days that they're not necessarily an issue. But talk a bit about the engine that you offer and why you decided what you did.
We wanted to offer a very competitive tow rating, but we also wanted to make sure it was what I'll call a very robust tow rating, meaning I could pull its tow rating, which is 5,000 pounds standard for all vehicles, all Palisades, 5,000 pounds, without any worry about any kind of a thermal management issue, braking performance. And then we added a lot of nice touches. We added an extension to our stability control system that automatically compensates for any kind of a swaying or unstable condition when you're pulling a trailer. So, for example, if I'm on a curve and I apply the brakes suddenly if something gets in front of me, normally that's a very unstable condition for a trailer load. But in this case, our stability control system kicks in and it maintains a stable relationship between the trailer and the Palisade to make sure that you're very confident and easy driving. So that's just one little thing. But we also adopted a 3.8-liter gasoline direct-injected V6 engine to make sure that you had plenty of power to tow those trailer loads and a very competitive fuel economy at 22 combined. So this is one of the few engines that you'll find in the industry where we have Atkinson cycle for high fuel efficiency under cruising loads. But when you need power, we have a auto cycle. So the vehicle switches between an auto cycle combustion engine, gasoline engine.
Yeah, and by auto, it's OTTO.
OTTO, in, yes. Not automatic, auto.
Right, right.
So that's a conventional combustion cycle. With that, we have a 13-to-1 compression ratio, which is very high, and that allows us to deliver 291 horsepower and 262 right. foot-pounds of torque.
And as we saw today outside Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it'll go when it needs to go, as you want it to do. You want that acceleration, especially when you've got a vehicle that can carry up to 8 passengers. And 8 passengers was an important
absolutely
offering for you, too.
Yes. And so you have to think about that. So you look at gross vehicle combined weight, and you have to make sure that you have power when you're having a family vacation. And, of course, you're towing a boat or some jet skis or wave runners. You want to make sure you have confident passing power under those high load conditions.
Right. This is a very hot segment of the market, maybe the hottest segment of the market, number one. And also there's action in this market this year as well. I come off driving the Ford Explorer, a essentially direct competitor, just last week. Toyota is going to come out with a new Highlander fairly soon. So tell us what you think your differentiators, you know, why people should consider the new Hyundai Palisade versus some of these more well-known names.
I think one of the biggest things is going to be design. So when you look at the new products that are out there and the ones that have been out just a short period of time, one thing that they have seemingly in common is that a very traditional sense of what an SUV is, you know, nice broad shoulder, traditional SUV cues in terms of wheelhouse openings and in terms of proportion. We want to focus on what's next in SUV. So we really tried to develop kind of a new a footprint for SUV in terms of body architecture and surfacing. So I think that's really going to be a thing that differentiates us. Our multimedia system and our center stack is going to be an area that differentiates us with a 12.3-inch diagonal screen, high-definition screen, high-definition cameras, all-around view cameras. So we're really focusing on ease of use and something that really feels like it's something that's not available elsewhere in that category.
Mm-hmm. You also have a big quality story. Hyundai as a brand has a big quality story. We're speaking to each other on a day when Hyundai has gotten some very good news from J.D. Power about quality.
Yesterday, we received the IQS award for the vehicle that's right under the Palisade, the Santa Fe. One of our longest running nameplates just won the award best in category for IQS.
Right. So good stuff.
We're learning and we're doing our best to really offer something that's going to give to our customers a long, wonderful vehicle experience.
Yeah. Beyond that, long warranty. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we do have our, America's Best Warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, along with a really strong bumper-to-bumper coverage as well.
And when will Palisade be in showrooms?
Well, they're just starting to arrive this week. So we'll start having really good volume showing up at our stores within a few weeks. But depending on where your store is located, vehicles will be arriving latter part of this week. They'll start showing up.
And we didn't talk about pricing, but very, very competitively priced. I was really impressed with
We really wanted to have a good value story. One, a really good level of standard equipment, really a strong safety story in terms of body, impact performance, as well as standard safety equipment, as well as a very, very nice starting price, as well as competitive price as you move up through
You move right up through the range. You're very, very competitive, and in some instances, thousands of dollars less than some of the competitors.
Yeah, really good story, I think. Yeah. Good story.
Terrific. Well, Mike O'Brien, thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate it.
It's great being with you. Thank you.
That was Mike O'Brien, Chief Product Planner at Hyundai, talking about the all-new Hyundai Palisade SUV coming to dealerships, as we speak. Look for that. And look for more right here on America on the Road on Driving Today. This is Jack Nierad.